You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
So yeah, like Gavin said, I am going to be sharing a little bit of my testimony. When Claire asked me if I would share a piece of my testimony tonight, I at first was super excited and all for it. I was like, yeah, like this is going to be great. But being so honest with you guys, as today got closer and closer, I got less excited and more nervous and more anxious because I'm not the biggest fan of public speaking. I get just so nervous about it. And also because I really struggle with opening up and being vulnerable, not just with like big groups of people, but also with some of my closer friends. So bear with me if I stumble on my words, a little bit shaky, speak a little bit fast. I'm reading from this laptop like I am now, because I have everything I am going to say typed up on here just in case I forget. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about the hardest year of my life. So I'm just going to dive right in. 2023 was a very grief-ridden year for me because early in the year, my dad passed away. And then at the end of the year, within a three-month span, my godfather passed away. A grandfather figure who was on my dad's side of the family passed away. And then the first friend that I made in college passed away, like genuinely all within 3 months. But tonight I'm going to be focusing on and telling you guys about when my dad passed away and how I was able to find gratitude within that season. So it all started April 14th of 2023. Like I said, my dad passed away very suddenly, but not surprisingly. And I say that because about 2 weeks before he had passed away, I had been feeling really anxious in comparison to how I had been feeling in months prior. And so very unnaturally, I remember how I said I struggled with vulnerability. I actually reached out to a good friend who we all know, Gavin, and told him, I was like, hey, like, I have this sick feeling in my stomach that my dad's not gonna be around much longer. And Gavin being the kind person he is, he was like, Anna, like, you don't know that. Like, you just don't know that, so that's not something you should be worrying about. But me being me, I was like, no, I know. So Gavin said, you don't know that. And I was like, I think I'm pretty sure. And I say this because while my dad was my best friend, he had a lot of struggles in his life that I witnessed pretty blindly and became more aware of as I got older. At this point in my dad's life, he had had cancer that he knew about, and he chose to not get it treated. And then even more so, he really, really deeply struggled with drug addiction, which is ultimately what ended up taking his life. And at this point of my life, so last year, I was well aware of his struggles, and he would actually end up in the hospital, and I would be the one that would get the calls about it, which was really hard and weird and confusing because it started around when I was 19, and when he passed away, I was 21. So in my head, I was like, okay, well, I'm this age, pretty young, over 1,000 miles away from him, and I have no idea how I would be any help in this situation. And also at this time, I'd become more aware about the fact that at certain points in my childhood, when I thought my dad was present, but like just a little bit sleepy, he had actually just been using substances, which really rocked my world and led to me not really speaking to him to the 3 to 4 months leading up to him passing away, just out of my own pure anxiety and just nerves around talking to him when I'm trying to process a new wound in my life that I didn't know how to process. So, yeah, I was pretty sure he was not going to be around for much longer at that point. But the days leading up to my dad passing away was already a big week. On April 9th of that year, it was Easter, and little to my knowledge, that would be the day the last time my dad would call me. I was driving to an airport to pick up a friend, saw that he called, and made the decision. I was like, okay, I'm not going to answer this one. But it was also the first time I remember in months being like, oh, like, I should probably answer this call. But because I was driving, I wanted to be safe, and I wasn't driving my own car. I was like, we'll figure it out later. For one of two reasons. One, like, if it was important, he'd usually, like, call me back. But also, the next day was his birthday. And I figured, like, okay, regardless of how I feel, regardless of how anxious I am, like, I'm going to reach out to my dad, talk to him, and wish him a happy birthday. And I tried to. I really did. But when he called me, he didn't call on his own phone. He called on his friend's phone and left a voicemail saying, like, hey, like, I'll call you tomorrow. He never called me. Which, again, was not that big of a surprise because he's somebody that would say he would do something or he would call or show up, and then he wouldn't always do it. And, like, growing up at certain points, he'd be very present in my life for a little bit of time, and then all of a sudden, he wouldn't be present in my life. So this habit was nothing that I thought too much of, didn't take it too much to heart. I was like, okay, I'll talk to him later. And then come April 14th, hadn't heard from my dad, but I also hadn't thought twice about it. But April 14th, I remember so vividly, which is a blessing and a curse at times. I remember that morning feeling like very off and that I just needed some time with Jesus. So I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought myself this journal and then went to the park and had some time with Jesus. And then when I came home, me and my at the time roommate, Abby, who some of you guys know, we went to the dining hall to get breakfast. And then later on, we had plans with our friends Matt and Gavin to go to a coffee shop to do some homework. And I kid you not, like, maybe 5 minutes of us being at the coffee shop, we had enough time to get our drinks and to sit down and get settled at a table, and my mom called me, which, putting this out there, my mom does not call me unless something is up or, like, there's something that my older sister did that she wants to vent about. So I already kind of knew, like, hey, like, this is a little odd. And then she answered the phone, and I could tell in her voice that something was off. My mind did not immediately go to my dad because at this point they had been divorced for 13 years and my mom just never really talked about my dad, never really talked to my dad. So that was the last thing that kind of came to my mind when she was calling me. But when I took the call, I stepped out of the coffee shop and she finally said, like, hey, your dad passed away. And it was kind of like an out-of-body experience. I feel like I could have seen myself in that situation, like watching it happen rather than it happening to me. And my mind immediately went to, I didn't answer his call. I could have tried harder to reach out to him on his birthday and I didn't get to say goodbye. And then I also thought, what if he thought that I just didn't love him? Which is not true. I love my dad so much. He was my best friend despite everything. But those were, like, very real thoughts. And then I had just one very hopeful thought, which was, I don't want to lose my faith in Jesus, which I'm going to let you in on something. When I was a sophomore in high school, a very close friend of mine actually passed away, and it wrecked me. I had no idea how to handle the news or how to process the grief. And so that caused a lot of anger in my life, and I ended up not going to church and not going to youth group and making like some pretty bad decisions for about 6 months. And I just knew I did not want that to happen again. So we're back when I got that call. I went back into the coffee shop where Matt, Abby, and Gavin were, and I was trying to figure out to tell them, and luckily, I'm pretty sure Gavin was the first one to notice, but he noticed that something was off, one of them did, and was like, hey, what's wrong? And all I could say was, like, my dad died. And their faces in that moment are, like, burnt into my brain. I remember every single one of their reactions. And not in a, oh, that's, like, so sad, but more of a, wow, these three people who I love like family love and care for me so deeply, and that they're equally as heartbroken for me as Jesus would be. And without hesitation, they were there for me, and they stayed with me, and they respected that I might not want to talk about it right away, but also knew, like, hey, she shouldn't be alone. And it was like that for weeks. And also when other people began to find out, they showed up for me too. And it was a magnitude of different ways, whether it be spending time with me, even if I'm just sitting in the living room, listening to Fine Line by Harry Styles on repeat. That did happen quite often. Watching a simple movie like The Simpsons movie, or just simply existing in a space together because I knew I'm a big quality time person, or sending encouraging messages, or messages giving me a hug, or like literally anything that they could do to show that they were thinking of me, people did. The way that people showed up in my life for me when I needed them the most, even if I just wanted to be by myself, showed me and pointed me more towards Jesus. And it was not just right after my dad passed away when people did this. It happens still to this day, where someone may do the smallest thing, and the amount of gratitude I have in my heart is so immense. Because after that, I quickly realized that your days are not promised. So to be able to find joy in the smallest things can and will point you towards Christ. For example, my at-the-time roommate last year, Abby, did a really sweet thing for me on my birthday, where she had everyone who came to my apartment after we had dinner write 3 notes about something they love or appreciate about me on them, and then they read them aloud to me, which is so sweet, but I really do not know how to receive words of affirmation or compliments, so it was just very awkward. I was like, ooh, thank you. But they were so kind, and I have a couple of them written down that I'm going to read, because within me noticing Christ-like qualities in others, hearing and seeing how other people see Christ in me is equally as encouraging within my own faith. So the first one that my roommate Abby wrote was, "You radiate Christ-like compassion, caring deeply for the people in your life and constantly cultivating safe spaces for others, clothed in compassion," in like all caps. And then she quoted Colossians 3:12, which says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." And then my friend Felicia wrote, "I love Anna's joy and trust within each season of life." And then somebody else wrote, they didn't read it out, but it was like another card that they wrote out and gave to me. They wrote the Bible verse, John 15:4-9, which says, "Remain in me as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit apart from me doing nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to my disciples. As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Which is so sweet, because one thing, like, I wear the word abide on my wrist every day, and it's very like tied in closely with the word remain. And it was a common theme that night, because my other friend Julia gifted me a hoodie that she made that said remain. And that night just really brought to my attention that people see Christ moving in me through my actions and how I love others, even when I feel like I might be lacking it. So all in all, to tie this together, finding gratitude and trust in this season of life that I still find myself in would have not been possible and is still not possible without the friends that I have in my life that radiate God's love and light. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I can go on for so long talking about all the friends and how they showed up to me and pointed me more towards Christ and led me closer to Jesus and challenged my faith and encouraged me to grow in it whilst giving me things day in and day out to be grateful for. And also looking back, I realized something cool. Like I mentioned before that morning that my dad passed away before I found out, I actually bought a journal, this one. And when I went to have time in the park with Jesus, my very first entry in that journal was about gratitude and the small things that I was grateful in that season of life. And from the beginning of a very heavy grief, I'm so grateful to be able to have entered that season in a posture of gratitude without even realizing how special or impactful it was. So gratitude and writing out and like the people in my community really got me through that season and still continue to and continue to point me more towards Christ. So that's my testimony a little bit. But yeah, thank you all so much for letting me share my testimony and just creating a safe space. I'm going to close us up in prayer, and then we're going to move into our next activity. So if you guys would bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this space for us to all gather in community and just show you our gratefulness, Lord, and share what we're thankful for with each other and to be able to be in a space where we are able to point each other more towards you each day, Lord. You are so kind and so loving, even in the hard times, and it is all in your name. Amen.